data requirements for AI, that is artificial intelligence demand forecasting. So first and foremost, you require the historical sales, daily, weekly, monthly, and demand trends. Why daily? Because there may be some cyclic trends even within the week. Like, for example, you know, you may find that there is a higher demand around the weekend, which will be between Friday and Sunday. Economic indicators, we have already seen, you know, things like GDP, inflation, employment data, which has a, you know, impact on the demand forecast. So when we are looking at, let's say, the sale of automobiles, cars, etc., they may depend on, you know, some of these indicators because they are somewhere linked to the discretionary spending of the citizens. Weather and seasonality impact on the demand. You will normally find that many of the garment companies, you know, announce sale during the monsoon season. Now, you will see that this is a weather-related seasonality and this is a negative seasonality. On the other hand, when you come to a festive season, you will find that the demand suddenly going up. So these kind of seasonality play a role in the demand forecasting. Of course, the promotions like sales being declared, etc., are partly an effort to, you know, kind of smoothen out the fluctuations in the demand. Competitor and market trends. So what the competitors are doing in terms of new product launch, new features being launched by them. So these also have an impact on the sale of products. We have seen that there are certain brands of mobile phones. When a new model comes, you know, there is a euphoria and you will suddenly find the sale of those products going up because people want to immediately upgrade to that particular model. So when such a thing happens, you will find that the competition, the sale of the competition may actually suffer a setback. Customer demographic and behavior. So when you're talking of demographics, again, it boils down to the religion, the festivals relating to religions, etc. So for certain you know, festivals, you will find that demand for certain category of goods will go up. And for other festivals, a different kind of a demand may go up. Like, for example, during Christmas, etc., or New Year, you will find that there is an increase in demand for liquors, for bakery products, etc. So these are the demographic behavior. Unstructured data. So even the AI uses, you know, the reviews from social media and the feedback received from customers, etc., from even e-commerce site, you know, to arrive at the forecast. So implementing AI-based demand forecasting, define the objective. So how do you go about implementing AI-based demand forecast? Start with the objective. So what is the stock optimization that you want to achieve? What is the revenue growth that you wish to achieve? And what is the service improvement or service level that you are achieving or trying to achieve? Like, for example, you are in an industry which is a B2C industry where consumers are going to buy your product. There the service levels have to be high because your products have always to be available. But if it is a B2B industry where your customers are industrial customers who are using your product to make their end products, so there you may actually get some lead time and you can even adopt a make-to-order kind of a strategy. And you don't necessarily have to depend only on a forecast. So this is the first step. Collect and prepare data. So you can collect data from ERP systems, CRM systems, even external data sets, and some pre-processing to remove the noise. Select AI models, whether you go for a regression-based model or deep learning model. So you need to go with one of the AI models that you're going to adopt for the demand forecasting. train and validate the models. So having selected a model, then you have to train the model. And basically, again, you are putting the historical data. The system will also try to learn from the economic and the unstructured data, and it will try to build algorithms, deploy and monitor. So integration into the business system, where you will start depending on the forecast generated by the AI system. Iterate and improve. So maybe initially you may find that there are some deviations, but as you iterate and you keep on improving and you provide more and more data, the accuracy of the system improves, the precision improves. So how AI predicts the demand? So first it collects the historical data. It then does a pre-processing. It also inputs external factors, things like weather, etc. It then uses the AI model for analysis, where it will use the algorithms, and then based on this, it will provide the forecast output. And it's a closed loop. So there is a continuous learning where constantly the data collected from the market, etc., is used, even the activities of the competition and how the overall market fared. These are taken into account in training the AI prediction model. So what are the tools and technologies for AI-based demand forecasting? So AI-powered demand forecasting relies on various tools for data analysis, modeling, and visualization. And there are certain open source libraries which can be used for the forecasting. And what are the some examples given here? Are Python-based tools like Scikit-learn, which is a standard machine learning model for predictive analytics. You have TensorFlow and PyTorch. This is for the deep learning frameworks for complex forecasting models. Then you have systems like Prophet, which is time series forecasting with built-in seasonality. So these are basically statistical models. Forecast package in R. R is again a statistical package, and it has a package for forecasting. Forecast and Carrot. This is a robust statistical forecasting and machine learning based model. So what are the advantages of open source libraries? These are available free of cost in many cases. Flexibility for customization. So since they are open source, the source is available and they can be customized to your organization's requirement. They also have large community support. One example is Ubuntu, which is an open source operating system. So you know what I mean when we say open source. Then coming to the cloud-based AI forecasting platforms. So you have the AWS Forecast, which comes from Amazon. This is fully managed machine learning-based forecasting solution. No deep machine learning expertise is required for implementation. So these are more like a SaaS model, software as service model. Also, you have Google Cloud AI. So this is auto machine learning, simplifies custom model training, scales forecasting across multiple industries. So these are very easy to implement. Yes, but they come at a cost. The next one is Microsoft Azure AI, time series forecasting tools with integrated AI-driven insights. So these are some of the models and the USP of each of these models. Then, of course, you have the ERP solutions, enterprise resource planning solutions, which are also supporting the AI forecasting. So you have the SAP integrated business planning, integrated demand forecasting, supply chain management, which does a real-time collaboration. Most of the ERP systems are real-time systems. So SAP offers one of these demand forecasting models which can be utilized. Oracle Demand Management Cloud. So this provides advanced analytics for optimizing inventory and predicting demand trends. And of course, there are some visualization tools. So they also help you visualize your demand forecasting as well as your inventory management. So you have Tableau, which is interactive dashboard for trend analysis. And of course, you have Power BI, which is for advanced reporting. And these are mostly dashboard kind of a tool. So they visualize and basically show you how you're doing and where you are heading. Inventory management using AI. So AI-based inventory management utilizes machine learning, automation, and predictive analytics to optimize the inventory life cycle. So it is using machine learning, even automation, and predictive analytics based on the developments, real-time developments across the world. And basically, it also optimizes the inventory life cycle, where it looks at the features of your products or features of your raw material, etc. Improves accuracy, responsiveness, and efficiency for modern businesses. So we have seen how accurate forecasting leads to a more accurate inventory management, which basically results in better efficiency, lower cost, better customer satisfaction. So why is AI is transformative? AI is transformative because it enhances the demand forecast with precise data insights. So in short, it gives you a more precise, more accurate forecast. It detects inventory patterns and fluctuations dynamically. So what we are saying here is it detects patterns which humanly is not possible, because it is taking large number of factors into consideration, including the global developments, etc., or the competition developments which may be happening. Automates replenishment, classification, and warehouse logistics. So it not only stops at the the demand prediction, but it also automates the replenishment in terms of ordering of the raw material, etc., so that it will either scale up or scale down the requirement based on the forecast. So what are the key features? Demand forecasting. AI predicts customer demand using historical sales, seasonality, and promotions. So this is not the complete picture, because it also is going to look at the external factors. Pattern detection. It identifies shifting trends in purchasing behavior and market movement. Purchasing behavior of the customers and market movement in terms of market preference. This is what we said, you know, it gathers from the reviews from the customers and the general outlook of the markets. Automated replenishment. So AI suggests optimal reorder quantities based on lead times and supplier reliability. Fairly simple to understand. It also employs techniques like ABC analysis and inventory classification. So in the earlier system, I remember we used to do the ABC classification for raw material, for finished product, etc. Today, you don't need to do it manually. The AI systems will actually perform these tasks and provide you ready results. Not only that, it will use this classification to base its decisions based on the classification. The next is warehouse optimization. So AI improves the storage allocation, picking routes, and stock monitoring. So like we discussed in one of the earlier chapters, the placement of material within the warehouse, the fast moving goods will be placed closer to the consolidation points, the slow moving goods will be far away. So it basically optimizes the warehouse operations, and it speeds up and makes it more efficient. Also, stock monitoring, because you know it's a real time data, it is always monitoring the stock it started with, the stocks which are received, and the stocks which have been dispatched. So it will always give you the accurate picture. So real-time monitoring is what we talked about. It provides continuous visibility into stock levels, which we just talked about. Cost optimization, it minimizes the holding cost, reduces waste, and reduces the procurement inefficiencies, even errors, procurement inefficiencies. Supply chain synchronization, AI coordinates inventory across multiple locations and vendors. So it'll look at the vendor assessment, look at the most profitable vendors, the lead time from the vendors. It'll also look at the inventory at every stage within your system. So thus, it will optimize the inventory across the organization. So capabilities introduced by AI for inventory management. So one is automation, reduces manual tracking, stock monitoring, and order processing, because all these can be now automated. So once you set the rules, it will automatically take care of the tracking of materials, stock monitoring, stock levels, etc., order processing. Predictive intelligence, forecast demand and stock needs with a real-time precision. So any surge in demand will be immediately sensed and actions initiated to meet those demands. Live visibility, AI enables instant tracking of inventory movement and status. This is similar to the ERP systems. It always gives you a real-time information. Data analysis detects anomalies, optimizing stock control accuracy. So any anomaly, as we said, even for material which is incoming, materials which are outgoing will be detected and corrective actions initiated. Error reduction, AI eliminates human errors in data handling and logistics. So whenever you have manual entry of data or manual counting, etc., so these can be eliminated with the use of AI-based systems. So traditional limitations are overcome when you are using AI-based inventory management. AI learns from past trends and adopts dynamically, unlike static models. So it is constantly evolving to new factors which have an impact on the forecast and the inventory management. Continuous data-driven optimization enhances supply chain agility. And because it's working with real-time data, it is working continuously, making continuous course corrections, makes your system more agile and more capable of meeting the market requirements. AI-driven inventory management relies on diverse data sources for optimization. So we have seen that it doesn't just rely on historical data, but it also relies on the market information in terms of the customer reviews and various other external data sources. So in that sense, it is much more accurate as compared to just internal-looking data. Accurate data enhances stock monitoring, cost control, and responsiveness. So because you have a more accurate forecast, you are able to control your inventory much better. And it also improves your cost control, stock monitoring. You are settled with less obsolete inventory, less overstock. And also the organization becomes more responsive because you're not saddled with making products which are not going to be required by the market. So what are the key data types in inventory management when you are using AI? So one is the inventory data. stock levels, turnover rates, reorder history, etc. The second category is the sales data, your historical data, and real-time purchasing trends. The third is the supply chain data. What are the lead times of your suppliers? What is the logistics cost? And what is the supplier performance? And all these information can be assessed, analyzed, and actions can be taken in real time. External data, market trends, economic indicators, weather patterns. Market trends we also saw in terms of reviews, the market expectations, the market needs or requirement. Next is operational data, warehouse capacity, labor availability, basically all your resources, so that you are never planning beyond the resources which are available to you. Unstructured data, sentiment analysis from reviews and social media, which we have already covered. AI-based inventory management strategies. So some of the strategies which are implemented using AI are just-in-time. One of the strategies which can help you reduce your inventory, reduce your working capital, because AI predicts the stock needs in real time, reducing your storage and inventory carrying costs. ABC classification, as we have seen, that AI can help you do the ABC classification of all your products, and it can also decide on the policies to be applied for each of them based on the ABC classification. Demand-driven replenishment. So the replenishment is driven based on the actual orders that you have and not simply based on the forecast. Even your operations are aligned with the actual demand and the inventory of the finished product or the raw material which is available. So thus you are ensuring that you are producing that material which is required by the market, which will be sold in the market, thus preventing overstocking or stock out of those products. Safety stock optimization. So AI analyzes demand variability and lead time to ensure stock continuity. So it is actually analyzing what are the fluctuations and the volatility in terms of your demand, and also what are the variability in the lead times, because the variability can be supplier dependent, or it can be external factors which are beyond the control of the supplier, like any natural calamity or any conflict like war, etc. So it takes all these into account depending upon the geographical location of the supplier, and it will factor the safety stocks based on all these factors. Multi-echelon inventory planning. So AI balances inventory across multiple locations, optimizing supply chain flow. So we have already mentioned this couple of times, that AI doesn't look at the inventory only in your raw material stocks or inventory, or only your finished product stock. It goes beyond. It also looks at the inventory with your distribution channels, with your retailers, etc. So it takes a very holistic view, and it will plan the inventories in such a way that you are carrying minimum inventory throughout the value chain. So what are the AI technologies used in inventory management? So you have machine learning. This is mainly used for forecast demand, detect trends, and optimizes stock allocation. So it basically is trying to study, what is the overall forecast. Not only that, but what is the forecast by region or by, let's say, major metro cities, etc. And it will optimize the stock allocation even when it comes to the distribution channel based on these trends that it has detected based on the data. The second is computer vision, automates inventory checks, self-monitoring, and stock accuracy using cameras and sensors. Though according to my knowledge, the computer vision is still not that widely used in inventory management. It is more used in the quality assurance part. And the third is the natural language processing, analyzes customer reviews, supplier feedback, and social media insights. So this we have already seen, that how it uses the feedback from the market, feedback from the suppliers, to actually predict the future. Internet of Things plus AI. So smart shelves and sensors track the stock movement and enable real-time updates. So these technologies also monitor the movement of goods, you know, from the retail shelves, etc. And they provide a feedback. You also have the point of sale information, you know, where generally the retailers, whenever they sell the material, the information is immediately available in the system, thus giving an up-to-date information on the inventory which is held across the system. Next is robotic process automation. So this automates barcode scanning, replenishment, and stock handling. And robotic process automation, one of the examples which comes to my mind is, you know, basically how the courier companies operate, where they have the hub and spoke, concept. So generally, the hub is where all the vehicles or all the aircrafts come, you know, with the packages, parcels, documents for, all locations. And this is a entirely automated system where the parcels, the documents, etc. are routed through the system. And based on the barcode, they actually are routed to the correct loading point depending upon the destination where they are supposed to go. And I cannot think of a better example for the robotic process automation than this particular thing. Also, a similar kind of a technology is used at the airports. So when you check in your baggage, there is a common check-in counter where every flight, every passenger is giving the baggage. But the barcode on your baggage is used to actually segregate and channel your baggage to the correct point for loading onto the aircraft that you are going to take. Even on connecting flights, etc., the same systems are used to route your baggage to the correct flight so that you receive it at the destination. So what are the benefits of artificial intelligence in demand forecasting? One is improved accuracy, which we have seen that since it takes large many factors into account, both structured and unstructured, it is able to give us a more accurate forecast. So AI models detect complex patterns which are missed by traditional approach or by human beings. It's next to impossible, so thus leading to a precise prediction. Number two is scalability. It handles large-scale, multi-region data set supporting diverse product portfolios. So it's basically not providing a forecast for a single product, but a very large set of product range is handled, and depending upon the geographical spread. So it can even predict by region, by geography, what the requirement or demand is going to be like. And one advantage of consolidation is that there can be some error when you are trying to predict by geographies. But when you consolidate, the errors tend to cancel out, and overall you will find that the accuracy of the forecast is much higher when you are consolidating the total forecast. Real-time adaptability. AI dynamically adjusts forecast based on market shifts, promotions, and disruptions. So we have seen that market shift in terms of features, in view of new requirement by the market, like the 5G example that we saw, because of promotions, any sales, etc., which are announced, and any disruptions. So all these are taken into account. So it is giving you a real-time information on the predictions. Automation eliminates manual forecasting, saving time and resources for strategic planning. So the same resources can actually do strategic planning rather than wasting their time on trying to forecast, which a AI-based system will do it much better and much faster. Granular insights, AI enables detailed forecasting by product category, geography, and customer segment. We have already seen this. So what are the benefits of AI in inventory management? Cost reduction. It optimizes your stock levels, minimizing excess inventory and holding cost. So we have seen that how it will reduce the requirement of a warehouse. Even it will keep the material in the warehouse for the shortest possible time, reducing your working capital. So thus it reduces your holding cost and your working capital cost. Improves replenishment cycles, cutting ordering expenses. Fairly simple to understand. Prevents stockouts, avoiding lost sales and emergency shipment. So it prevents opportunity loss because of stockouts. At the same time, in case of a stockout, you may have to ship the material by air at additional cost. So these kind of emergencies can be avoided. Improved accuracy. AI refines demand forecasting and stock planning by analyzing vast data sets. We have seen this, that machine learning is depending on vast amount of data sets. Captures dynamic variables like supply chain disruptions and demand variability. So in real time, it is looking at the disruptions which are happening in real time due to events across the world. Automation and efficiency. AI automates replenishment, tracking, and reporting to reduce human error. So we have seen this even in terms of shipment, etc., where human error can play havoc. And using AI, it reduces all such kind of errors. So what are the benefits of AI in inventory management? You have real-time decision-making. There is no time lapse or there is no time gap. Instant insight enables rapid adaptation to market fluctuation and supply disruptions. So even when there is a supply disruption, you are made aware of the same, and even the system may suggest a solution to overcome the disruptions. Scalability. AI manages complex inventories across multiple locations, optimizing distribution. So even relocating material from one region to the other, which generally is not desirable, but if that has to be done to actually liquidate the inventory or meet the market requirement, it can do so seamlessly. Enhance customer service. So AI ensures product availability, boosting customer satisfaction and fulfillment rates. Self-explanatory. So we come to the summary. Artificial intelligence has revolutionized demand forecasting and inventory management, which is undoubtedly the case, enabling businesses to move beyond traditional models. Demand forecasting is the key to inventory management and also all the downstream processes such as operations management, etc. Demand forecasting, AI analyzes real-time and historical data to generate highly accurate adaptive predictions, improving the decision-making. We have seen this. Inventory management, AI-powered systems track stock levels, monitor product movement, and predict reorder points, ensuring optimal inventory controls. So we have seen how it classifies like ABC analysis. It sets the reorder point for, you know, the low value items, etc. And also monitors the JIT system for the high value A category items. By enhancing visibility, control, and responsiveness, AI helps companies reduce stockout, prevent overstocking, and align procurement with actual demand, driving efficiency across the supply chain. So we have seen how this is being done, you know, and we have already elaborated on this point that we are summarizing. So thank you very much. We come to the end of this chapter.